One of the things that we're very excited about is a clear commitment to journalism and news, because there have been some doubts whether Facebook actually cares for journalism and cares for news partners. And we've committed to a $300 million program over the next 3 years that we're going to spend on news programs, partnerships, and content investments. This is a global agreement. We will spend this money together with news partners and allow them to experiment, to invest, and we might even try to license something if we feel that this is the only way of getting things rolling. But it's not about continuing the business and subsidizing. It's about learning, sparking, and making sure that a business is built on the platform. You have seen programs like this from others like Google, which have done a great job in inspiring the industry. We will not copy that. We have our own way of doing this, so this is not a fund where you can apply and get some money from the project your boss has already said no to. It is something where we are working with a partner to see what that specific case in building up a business will look like and how we can cover the risk getting there and building a business. We want to make sure that this is something that sticks around for midterm and long term, and not just something that you can work on for a year and then you're back to square one. This is a huge difference. We see a lot of things already growing. We've just recently started a project in the UK where we are together with the Royal Institute of Journalism funding local journalists. There are what we call news deserts in the UK. So there were over 120 communities in the UK that were not covered by any newsroom coverage any longer. So what we do is we fund up to 80 journalists for 2 years to get in there, find out what's worth in that reporting and how to get back that audience. Because if you're not reporting on a community, your community will not be interested in your paper, your website, your app, or your brand. So there is a connection there, and you need to start one of the things first to get back to the other. And we've seen great uptake so far. The first journalists have been hired. Facebook is not choosing this. This is run by the partners, and these are going to spread across the UK, larger and smaller local groups, and the funds are being handed out by a third independent party. So we're just funding it. We're not making decisions on this, but this is at the heart of what we do, because what we see on our product is that people are interested in local news. More, in fact, than reading the third and fourth or even tenth story about Theresa May. They would want what is going on in their local community. And Facebook is very much about communities, so we want that content to be living on the platform and hopefully finding ways on how to reconnect the audience with the businesses.